Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Williams Project podcast. And on today's episode, we're going to be discussing personal goals. Now, it's 10:30 on a Tuesday night, and I just had this overwhelming urge come over me to make a podcast for you. And I think what led this urge to come over me is that I was about to sit down and write out my goals, and then write out my goals and compare them against my goal document. And I wanted to explain this process with you, explain my connection with my goals, how I do it, and sort of just to inspire you and make sure that you're writing down your goals and you're really pursuing being the best version of yourself. I was thinking that it's impossible to get somewhere if you don't know where you're going. So I believe goals, and like some people make it real cheesy, and people that don't do anything and write their goals down and think their life's going to get better, obviously that doesn't work. But I know a lot of really, really hardworking, good people that don't get to where they want to get, and also that don't get something that's deserving of their work and deserving of their effort. And I believe it's because the work isn't focused enough. So I want to talk you through my process. I keep a journal beside my bed, and in that journal, I write my goals in current tense. So it's like, I am, I have, I do. So I live in this kind of house, I own this kind of business, I have this kind of relationship, I have these children, I have this much money, I have this political influence, I have these luxury assets, whether that be plane or boat or whatever. And I write that in current tense like it's already happened. And on a good day, when I'm feeling like I can conquer the world, I have the most amazing, ambitious goals. And on a bad day, when I'm getting beat up, my goals might be something like, I run a great business, and I own my house with cash, and I have a family that I love. And then what happens is, as I write these down, so I actually haven't been doing it recently, but I used to do it once a day. And when I'm having a hard time, I do it twice a day. And I try and do it at least once a week. But when things are really hard, I can get my goals book out and write my goals down like 10 times in a day. Just keep writing them over and over and over again. Because when I write them down, it gives me dopamine. I feel good about myself when I finish writing my page of goals. And it focuses me, because I then start thinking, okay, well, what tasks do I need to achieve to move me closer to these goals? And then I looked at this stack. I'm literally looking at it now. I've got a stack of 6 journals in my bedside drawer. And I thought to myself, this isn't a sophisticated, tidy manner for me to be working towards the person that I want to become. So then what I did was I made a Google Doc. And in the Google Doc, I broke down all aspects of my life. I'll actually open it up so I can talk to the doc. So it's called Matthew Horncastle Goals, and I've shared this with the people I love. So it's shared with my friends, it's shared with my parents, it's shared with my accountant, it's shared with my lawyer. The people who are closest to me have this document, and that is so they know what I want to achieve and they can help hold me accountable to my goals. So I have the purpose of this document is to clarify what I want to achieve in life. I then have the principle of how I see life. And I've written here, I want to create indestructible wealth where I can do anything I choose and give my children the best possible chance of passing my DNA into the future. I probably could have written that better. But anyway, then I list out a whole lot of tasks that I want to complete in 2023. I list out the personal entities that I own, and I then map out the entities that I want to create in different countries and different structures. And I then list out what I want to achieve, and it's broken down into financial, family, academic, health and fitness, political, my relationship with my parents, and travel. And then I have the luxury assets I want to own. And it's quite cool because I've got like links. So, like, you can click and see the plane, and click and see the estate, and click and see the jet that I want to have in my life. And then I talk about some of the Williams Corporation stuff. So, the entities I have together with Blair. Then I look at my entity I have with my mother, because I have some structures with her. And then I talk about Williams Corporation, and that links to the Williams Corporation goals and the Williams Corporation sprint cycle. So I can see what Williams Corporation's goals are and what Williams Corporation is trying to achieve short term. And they're just hyperlinked. So you just click that and it just jumps through into the Williams Corporation stuff. And then I have written down my perfect work day. So how I want my day to be each day when I'm at work. And it's a super productive day, of all the things I want to do and how I want to live a life. Because remember, most days of our lives are these productive days. And it's really important to take joy from that. So this is something that I haven't fully developed. I don't believe that. I think 40-year-old Matthew or 50-year-old Matthew might have refined this again. But I believe I'm on the right track, and I believe I have this more right than wrong. I think having a journal is fantastic, and I think writing goals down often in current tense, I think that wires your brain in a certain manner where you're better at moving towards those things and pursuing those things in your life. I've definitely achieved a reasonable percentage of my goals, and I think that has helped. I believe then a really detailed map and goals and tasks, a life document of what you want to achieve, and sharing that document with the key people that are there to help you achieve it. And for you, it might be a wife, it might be a best friend. Like for me, it's lawyer, accountant, shareholders at Williams Corporation, senior management, my PA. All of these people are there and are important in my life and are holding me accountable. And I need to be a better version of myself so I can help them be better versions of their self, like a rising tide lifts all ships, and I have to win so all of these people can win as well. So yeah, there's I so the action points are, I believe that no one writes their goals down enough. I believe that goals need to be broken down into an action plan, with points and tasks. I think that they need to be shared with people. A goals that nobody sees is not the right way to do it. But then also, I don't believe in sharing your goals publicly. Lots of my goals are private. There's something quite sacred in what I want. But it's quite interesting why my goals are private when I'm so public about most things in my life. I think it's just one part of myself that I can keep that's mine, and that is the person that I believe that I can be written down. That's something sacred to me. I say a little bit of it. Like you'll see me say that I want to buy a plane, or you'll see me say that I want to be the biggest builder in New Zealand, or you'll see me say that I want to have an Australian office or an Asian office. You'll see those things, but it's not the comprehensive documents, never public. So yeah, I would love to know how you do your goals. I would love to hear what you've found successful. If you want to message me on Instagram, that would be awesome. But I think I've got this more right than wrong. So yeah, I appreciate your time. I hope you took value from it. I hope you write your goals down, and I hope you achieve everything you want in your life. Now, thanks very much for listening to this episode of the Williams Project Podcast. If you took value, please share it with a like-minded friend.